And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 14th of February, 2009. Today is Valentine's Day. This week, celebrating love stories, real and fictional. Zelda Sayre of Montgomery, Alabama, 89 years ago, 1920, wrote a letter to her fiancé, Scott Fitzgerald. They had met in July of 1918. He was a young lieutenant stationed at Camp Sheridan near Montgomery, went to a dance at the Montgomery Country Club, met Zelda Sayre, who had gray eyes and reddish gold hair, came from a good family, spirited, independent young woman. She liked Scott Fitzgerald a great deal. He was handsome, blonde, slight. They fell in love. She didn't want to commit to him. She had other suitors. Scott had no money, no prospects. So he went back to his parents' house in St. Paul, determined to get a book published and win Zelda over, and he did exactly that. In September 1919, he got a letter from the editor Maxwell Perkins at Scribner's that his novel This Side of Paradise had been accepted, and when he found out, he proposed to Zelda, and she accepted. They planned to be married in April 1920, right after the publication of the book. February 1920, Zelda wrote to Scott, "Darling heart, our fairy tale is almost ended, and we're going to marry and live happily ever afterward, just like the princess in her tower who worried you so much and made me so very cross by her constant recurrence. I'm so sorry for all the times I've been mean and hateful, for all the miserable minutes I've caused you when we could have been so happy. You deserve so much. I think our life together will be like these last 4 days, and I do want to marry you, even if you do think I dread it. I wish you hadn't said that. I'm not afraid of anything. To be afraid, a person has either to be a coward or very great and big. I am neither. Besides, I know you can take much better care of me than I can, and I'll always be very, very happy with you, except sometimes when we engage in our weekly debates." They had a quiet wedding in St. Patrick's in Manhattan. It was a short service. They left for the Biltmore Hotel afterward and became a mythic couple of the jazz age, beautiful and wild, and known by their first names, Scott and Zelda. They supported each other, also drove each other crazy, both of them jealous people who did outrageous things to get the attention of the other, and both of them drank heavily. Zelda began to suffer nervous breakdowns. She was in and out of hospitals. Scott was an alcoholic. But they stayed together, more or less, until Scott's death in 1940. Zelda Sayre Fitzgerald died in 1947 in Asheville, North Carolina, where the hospital she was staying at caught fire. Here's a poem for today by James Wright, a poem entitled Mary Bly. I sit here doing nothing, alone, worn out by long winter. I feel the light breath of the newborn child. Her face is smooth as the side of an apricot, eyes quick as her blonde mother's hands. She has full, soft red hair, and as she lies quiet in her tall mother's arms, her delicate hands weave back and forth. I feel the seasons changing beneath me, under the floor. She is braiding the waters of air into the plaited manes of happy colts. They canter without making a sound along the shores of melting snow. A poem by James Wright, Mary Bly, from his selected poems published by Wesleyan University Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can read thousands of classic and contemporary poems online at poetryfoundation.org. Engineered by Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.